You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Joe Costa, the president and founder of Averica Land Development Services Incorporated, a land management company serving developers and investors out of Toronto, Canada, that serves developers and investors, large and small, in all areas of land development from acquisition through to completion. Mr. Costa, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure. Glad to be on.
Certainly is ours as well. So for starters, tell us, what is the state of the market in Toronto today as we speak?
Well, that's interesting. Actually, the market in Toronto has been very strong for quite a while now, actually. Land prices are rising at an incredible rate, and there's really no sign of any relief to come. This was in part a creation by the provincial government that of a policy that they put in place back in 2005. They had intentions of preserving some of the lands that were seen to be of some significance. And what they did was they basically put a large swath of land just on the north edge of Toronto, the Greater Toronto Area, and called it a no-touch zone, basically. And this basically curbed the growth within the Greater Toronto Area and creating a boundary, really. And since then, there's been a continued influx of people into the market, and the demands have been high, but the supply is running thin. So we're definitely here in a seller's market.
Certainly sounds like it. Tell us and the listeners, why invest in real estate? What are the advantages?
Well, you know, there are a few advantages. I think, several or many of the wealthiest people in the world have made money in real estate. And I think the main part is, you know, real estate is a much more tangible investment. It's something you can see with your own eyes. When you're dumping money into an investment, you can actually drive out to the site and see it. You can see your money sitting there, how much you put in and where it's going. And, with land, the value almost always increases over the long term. So it's much more reliable in that sense. You know, you think about how much you paid for a home, back in the 70s and what the value of that is today. So if you're financially stable enough to ride any sort of minor storms or issues with the market, you could always make a very good profit in land, for sure.
Certainly agree with you there. And why invest in the Toronto market specifically?
Well, again, I think, as I mentioned before, we're in a seller's market right now. So the demand is succeeding supply. And if you find the right project or land, you can really, and you have an appetite to feed the province's appetite for intensifications, you can always net out a very good profit. It just seems to be a really good market right now in Toronto that developers are making quite the turnaround, the profits.
Today we are speaking with Joe Costa, the president and founder of Averica Land Development Services Incorporated, a land management company serving developers and investors out of Toronto, Canada, here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Costa, what is the largest entrance barrier for investing in land?
Well, I think financial capital seems to be, is obviously the greatest barrier, but it doesn't necessarily need to be. I think if you find the right project, one that you could buy with you could often put very little capital in, and all you need is enough to carry the land. However, if you structure the deal properly, you can often leverage the land on the entire deal. And really, it's the key is how you structure the deal and how good the project is.
Also, what is the future of land development within Toronto?
Expensive. That's what it looks like. Where we're at today, I think I often compare Toronto with what could be in the future a New York City. Obviously in a much smaller scale right now, but Toronto right now has I believe they have the most amount of cranes in North America. We're building condo buildings here at a staggering rate. And if prices continue to increase by $30 to $50 a square foot, as projected, you could see an increase in purchase price of upwards of $60 a square foot. So there doesn't seem to be much relief in the future.
Toronto is certainly a beautiful city and really a great area to even consider investment. So certainly appreciate your joining us here today to bring our focus to that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a tip today for the listeners tuning in?
Well, I think, if you're looking to invest in real estate development, I think it's important that you partner up or seek the assistance of someone who has a lot of experience in development, in land development, in developing land specifically, and not simply someone who has some experience in real estate in general. I think if someone with development experience can certainly help you navigate through the hurdles and help you avoid the pitfalls.
Well, tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Averica Land Development Services Incorporated.
Well, you can find us on the web at Averica, A-V-E-R-I-C-A, .ca, Averica.ca, and all my contact information is there, and you'll get to know a little bit more about what it is we do and where we can be found.
Well, Mr. Costa, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Costa, the president and founder of Averica Land Development Services Incorporated, a land management company serving developers and investors out of Toronto, Canada, that serves developers and investors, large and small, in all areas of land development from acquisition through to completion. And for more information and for contact, simply visit Averica.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.